so.
All metaphysics, which is very difficult, is expounded in our poems of India in a very simple manner, like Kabir's songs. So many great things are told in a very simple way. But metaphysically, they seem to be very difficult, and we are now doing some metaphysics. So, but we have to make very clear. So there are formations which you can call particular formations.
But would you make a reference to this in terms of the Mundaka Upanishad, because it's the same topic? Is it possible to do with this?
We shall come to that, because then I have to explain what is Mundaka Upanishad. It will be a real digression, but we shall come to it if you want Mundaka Upanishad someday.
No, it's the three universal and the
individual.
Jiva, individual that you're talking.
Yes.
The three powers of Om.
That's
in
right.
Terms of this.
That is brought out quite clearly, but we shall come to it. So there is a formation which is universal, there is a formation which is particular, and there is a formation which you can call individual. Now, individual formation is a very peculiar kind of a formation. It is neither universal formation nor a particular formation. It is a category by itself. And that is very important for us, because each one of us is that. Most intimate to us is our own individuality. And what we are can be understood best only when you understand this formation called individual. Since each one of us is that individual, for us the most intimate knowledge that we require is of that individual. Particulars are those formations which can be broken. You make an image out of clay and you can break it. You make another image out of the same clay. These are all particulars. Secondly, each one of them has a limit, beginning and the end. The universal is also a formation. But it has no beginning and no end. It is a different kind of formation. Now the individual is a finite whose center can be determined, but whose circumference is everywhere. It's a very peculiar kind of individual formation. You know, normally there is a circle form. A circle form has a center. Every circle has a center. And that center, around it, there is at an equidistance a kind of a circle, which has a limitation. Now the individual is a center, but whose circumference is not limited. Whose circumference can always be expanded. Such is the nature of the individual. It is different from the universal, but without the universal formation, this individual formation cannot come into existence. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, para-prakriti. Para-prakriti is the universal formation. You might even say that para-prakriti is the real cause of the universal formation, out of which jiva-bhuta, para-prakritir jiva-bhuta, it is that which becomes jiva. And yet, whereas particular forms can be opened and can be broken, can be formed and can be broken, this individual is not of that nature. This individual is eternal, that is to the Supreme Himself, is the individual. Just as when we say Supreme is transcendental and yet universal, similarly it can be said the Supreme is at once transcendental, universal and individual. Such is the nature of the individual. Supreme Himself is the individual. In other words, Supreme Himself can take the position in the dynamic formations where He can be a center and therefore finite and yet capable of becoming universal. That is the reason why the individual can become as vast as the universe. When we tell anybody, do not become narrow, become universal, be one with the whole humanity. How can you become one with the humanity if by very nature you are limited to as finitude? But that is not so. The individual is by itself of such a nature, such a finite that the circle of it can always expand to the whole universe. And it is such a finite that the depth of the circle, if you go into the depth of the circle, it can unite with the transcendental. So it becomes one with the transcendental. Such is the peculiar nature of this formation. And the divine is capable of this kind of formation also. Very surprising, but such is the formation. We are only describing the nature of it.
That is the Virat Swarup.
No, Virat Swarup is the universal. But this is the individual. You and me, all of us are individuals. Jiva.
It can unite with the transcendental but never become the transcendental.
In unity, there are two terms. Unity in the dynamic and unity in the static. Because reality is both static and dynamic. Since individual is nothing but the Supreme, it has also both static and dynamic aspects. In the dynamic aspect, it always remains united but not become one. But in the static aspect, it attains complete identity.